Louise, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's always. I'm assuming for you as a female when you're in these tournaments, because I think on day one there was six girls and 94 guys. So you know the odds are normally against, and a lot of guys still maybe be look and say, oh, it's a girl, I can beat her. Do you play that to your advantage when you play poker at all?
A little bit. I think it's. As a female, it's hard to gain respect in this game because they see you and they think, oh, she probably doesn't know how to play, so I'll just play her. But more often than not, I think a lot of us do have a little bit of skill, I would like to say, and more often than not, they are a little bit surprised as to how we play. So, yeah.
Can you sense right away if you feel that you can use that to your advantage, that maybe someone's underrating your skill set at a table?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, and it's kind of fun to play along with it because you can play hands that you think are good and you play hands that probably aren't so good and you can still win with them.
Oh, okay. Now, how long have you been playing poker?
To be honest, about maybe a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Seriously, because
yeah.
There were so many people that came, and obviously there was a lot of people at the tournament were like, yeah, you know what, as I got down to the 30 and 20 and 10, and a lot of people were like, man, yeah, you know, she was playing really well. So how'd you become such a good player so fast?
I watch a lot of poker. I play in tournaments here and there, not super frequently. I played my last tournament, I think, last May, I would say.
Okay.
So it's been about a year. Otherwise, I play online, WSOP. Poker, free, no paid, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, but I love the game. I enjoy it a lot.
Are you somebody who plays the numbers and percentages lots? Are you a feel player? Which one are you?
This past month or so, my boyfriend has really helped me work on playing with numbers and stats and just working with the stack, working with your pot size and pot limits, pot, you know, all that kind of stuff that I never quite knew before. So I'm using that, and in addition to a little bit of gut feel play.
So going back to the tournament, did you have a good start? Like, were you winning early on? Were you down at any point where you're almost out?
I don't think I was ever almost out, but I was definitely, I would say, ahead of the game. I played very tight. I was very patient. I was focused, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
How many rivers did you get in your favor? Usually people tell me you need a few of them if you're going to win a tournament.
I think I may have had two or three.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you got, were you chip leader when you got into heads up?
No.
No?
No. No, I was short stacked. I think I was at about 250.
Oh, wow. So like a 4-1 almost.
Yeah. Maybe 250 to 350 at most. And then I chipped away at her.
So what was when you come in and you're short stack and heads up like that, what's your strategy? Is it now it's just, okay, I got to get a read on the person, or is it more, I just want to play my cards?
No, I played her. I did not. I mean, my last hand, I definitely played my cards and I got a little bit of luck, but I was playing her and she's very, very sweet. So it was hard, but my boyfriend told me just play the player, and I did.
So Louise Liu joins us now. When you're playing the player, what do you mean by that?
You read them. You can sense weakness, and I sensed weakness. And after the tournament, she came up to me and she said, "You know, you're the one person I didn't want to play heads up against."
Really?
Yeah, she did.
Now is that because she felt like maybe her female advantage was out the window?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I could see that because I know a lot of guys, and I've sat down and I listen to guys talk and I watch how they interact, and there are guys who still feel like their machismo steps out and they think that naturally somehow they're going to be able to beat a girl because, I don't know, I guess she can't count or something. Like it's funny to me how that's still around today, even though there's a lot of the best players in the world are female.
Are female, yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, it's first of all, it's a very intimidating game to play, especially against so many gentlemen with so many years of experience. I mean, like I said, I don't play a lot, but I enjoy the game. I love watching it. So in my spare time when I work out, I watch the YouTube videos.
Now you had a plan that you were going to go to Vancouver in a tournament. I think it was in the fall, a World Series of Poker. You were just going to go enter and say, you know what, I want to play. So now obviously it speeds it up. The World Series of Poker, had that been kind of on your bucket list of things you wanted to do?
I never even thought it would be a possibility. you know, I watch these people on TV play, and I think to myself, it'd be cool. It'd be really cool to be on TV one day. And when my boyfriend told me about this tournament, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to register. And I don't know what it was, but I said to myself, I don't care what it takes. I don't care what you're going to do, but you're going to win this tournament.
Really? Now, did your boyfriend play?
No.
No?
No.
Do you guys ever play against each other?
Yes.
Who wins?
He doesn't.
Nice. So he's a good coach. You're a better player. Is that it?
Well, no, I don't want to say that. But he's an excellent player, but he's definitely a great coach. Yeah.
Do you play strictly Hold'em, or do you play Omaha or any of those other ones?
I don't even know how to play Omaha.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
I'm a Hold'em girl and mostly tournament player.
So you don't play in, like, cash games or nothing?
No.
And was it just watching it on TV that got you into it?
Yeah. You know, in 2004, when the hockey, after 2004, when there was no more hockey to watch, you either watched poker or the spelling bee. So I said to myself, well, I'm not super into the spelling bee.
Yeah. Well, there's really not like a World Series of spelling bees anymore, right?
Well,
unless you're grade seven.
Yeah, exactly. So then I got into poker and I thought, okay, well, this is kind of neat. And I just watched it. But it's just actually in the recent last probably year that I started watching a lot of it. I didn't really go out of my way to watch it from before that, but yeah.
And you're a big sports fan?
Yeah, I love hockey.
Who's your team?
Calgary.
The Flames.
I'm from Calgary.
Well, that's okay. You know, well, it's not like Calgary and Oilers fans right now are both pretty much wallowing in self-pity.
It's not like
you can really mock the other fan base that much. Hey, we had the third pick. Haha, yeah, the fourth.
That's exactly right.
Right. So it's kind of, it's not like it used to be where you could really go at one another because there was some success. Right now, there's not a whole bunch of it.
Well, the Battle of Alberta used to be so much fun to watch.
It was great.
And now it's kind of, well. If I get to it, I get to it.
It's not nearly as exciting. So what's your plan? Are you going to go down a few days early for the World Series of Poker to fly down and maybe watch? Because we normally register the people in, because there's 3 day ones. So we register them in the third day of day one.
Yep.
And sometimes they'll go down and watch a day to get comfortable. Are you going to go down and play in some other tournaments before, or just go down and get ready to go?
Going to go down and play my game and see where it takes me.
Well, Louise, we'll definitely talk to you again. We appreciate this. Congratulations being our first ever female victor.
You.
And I know a lot of the lady listeners were pumped, so I'm sure we'll probably have even more females in next year. So I appreciate
it. Excellent. That's awesome. Thank you.